Okay, we are Rabbi Zrizus, and again, given the setup of the Arbor Shaitzer, it's very hard to identify where we're up to. But we're up to about two-thirds of the way down the second paragraph. Uksiv, Amar Otso, Aribachot, a lazy person, says there's a lion outside, meaning he looks for excuses that he shouldn't have to do what he's supposed to do. Ben Erchaibis in the street. Shachal Baderach. A lion, a Reben Archivist. I don't know what a shachal is. A female lion? What is a shachal? Does Arch Gross say?
A young lion.
What?
A young lion.
A lion in the street. Hadelus Tisev Atsira. The door swings on its hinges. And the lazy person is still in bed. Meaning, you look for excuses. Whatever you can say. The door is not good, the lion's in the street, the dish is no good, anything you can do to get out of work. He said seven things about a lazy person. However, what Moshe said about a lazy person is greater, meaning is more than all the seven. Kate said, Amr Lahatzel Rabbah Be'er. They tell a lazy person, that your Rebbe's in town. So, Lech Lomoy Tyra Mimeno, go learn Tyra. Who makes your voice on the answers and Bimel Mishar and even Arisha Baderach. I'm afraid of the lion on the road. I'm also Shach Baderach, a young lion. I'm a lion, Rabbi Baderach Medina. He's in the state. I'm by the Lech Hatzloy. I'm a lion, Mishar and Ishlay, a Rabbi Baderach Chavis. There might be a lion on the highway. I'm a Rabbi Chavis. I'm a lion, I think Medina is closer than here, because it's interesting, because he moves on and he says, Amalai Udar Eitzel Beisecha, he's next to your house. Amalai Bari Bachutz, he's right outside. Amalai Otzel Ari Bachutz. Amalai B'tayich Abayis, he's in the house. Leishav Lem, B'maylech Ani Yemaitis Adelis No. Ani Malzer. I'm going to have to find, the door is going to be locked. I'm going to have to come back. So why am I exerting myself? Amalai, so they tell him, B'suachu. The door swings on its hinges. When he doesn't know what to answer, I'm a lad. I know whether it's open or closed. I still want to sleep a little bit. Ahmed Mishnasai, the biker, gets up in the morning. The human food. He's even lazy to put the food into his mouth. The atzel hides his hand in a jar. What? In a dish. He's like lazy to pick up the food and bring it to his mouth. So these are six things that Shlomo HaMelech said. What's the seventh one? Mechayrev, in the winter, atzel yachrish. We saw. He doesn't keep quiet, and he asks.
He won't plow.
Yachrish, right. The shol b'katzer v'ayin, and then in the harvest time, he looks for his food, and it's not there. Ma'ashamer ma'ishay gadol mikula minayin. He karev elecha davar mi'ayit b'ficha b'vavcha la'asaytzay. Haytzay davar mitachficha. Talk. Say things. Do things. V'medrish atem rishoyim v'chzakzim b'atluscham v'batapshuscham. You rishoyim have strength, have done yourself strong. Have strengthened yourself with your laziness and your foolishness. How long are you going to sleep? A little bit of sleep. You should be able to get up and learn. A little bit of slumber. Meaning, don't waste Eilam Hazah away. Don't wake up one day and say, I wasted my life. You know, the Gary Rabbi used to say, to make you so, a person should eat when they're young, to give them kaisers for the last of a lifetime, and sleep. They have time after 120, so they'll be able to catch up. And atzlus, and depression has no time. That was his line. It's really a gemara. Rav Chizda's daughter complained to Rav Chizda, he doesn't sleep enough. So Rav Chizda answered, there's going to be days coming that I'll be able to catch up in my sleep. There won't be any problem. Nobody will be bothering me. They state the gemara. We are on Chafayim and Aleph. I'm going to start again from the third line from the top, because that's where I had prepared to on Friday. I went ahead without being prepared, something I should never do, but I did it because it was early. Shalu lefnei Rebbe. They asked Rebbe a question. Now, we're basing it on the Mishnah that said a shvir, and again, there's a difference between a shvir and a shoyo. An afterbirth is a 100% raya that had been a baby there.
That's a shvir?
No, that's a shoyo. A shoya is an afterbirth, not a shoya shvir, it's not a shvir. A shoya is an afterbirth, and an afterbirth is a raya 100% that there had been a baby. Ain't shoya bloy vlad. Chazal tell us, a shoya only developed if there had been a baby. Now, the baby might have been a gufatum. The baby might have been an undeveloped baby. But since raya babies are developed, and we know there was a baby for sure, because of ain't shoya bloy vlad, so therefore, we assume it was a good baby, enough so to be mekel, to motara, and at least at this point that we learned, we might see the Gemara differently, I'm not that far ahead, and she gets, you may tumah, you may tara. That is a shoya. Our Mishnah was discussing, that was the last line of the Mishnah, shoya teisha lezachor lekeva. That was the last line of the Mishnah of Chavdal and Amidbeis. The Mishnah at the beginning, the one we're working with now, is a shvir. A shvir is a kind of sack. And in that sack, usually, is a baby. Now, in this shvir, the Mishnah said, it was full of water, blood, or different colored liquids. That, the Mishnah said, is not a baby. Totally not a baby. Because babies don't come out all liquefied. That was basically the message of the Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah did not discuss two other cases of shvir. But it's, now, the Mishnah did discuss, Merukam. Merukam means formed. There has been, you see some formation of a baby. That's, I think, articles translate Merukam was formed in the Mishnah of Merukam.
Merukam,
But either one, what's the word Merukam mean?
Underdeveloped embryo.
That's Ena Merukam.
Yes, yeah, so.
Merukam means developed embryo. Okay, developed, then it's a baby. Now, there's a case of, we're going to have today, of a sack with nothing in it, just the sack, and we're going to have a case of a sack full of solid flesh. And that's going to be a shayla. What is that? The Mishnah talked about liquefied. The Mishnah talked about developed or undeveloped or not developed embryo. But what happens if you have a busser, not any sign of an embryo, but flesh. No sign of any development of any kind of a baby. So talk to Gemara. Third line from the top, 25a. Shalu lefnei Rebbe. Hamapela shvir mole basar. A woman that miscarries expels a shvir, a fetal sack, full of basar. Mahu. Amar lehem lo shamati. So he said, I don't know. I never heard. My Rebbeim never taught me. I don't know. I'm a lefana of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi tells Rebbe. He was a Talmud of Rebbe, and he was Rabbi Yaisi's son, and it's obviously his name, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. Talcham Abba, this happens many times in Shas, that he tells Rebbe what his father held. Mole dam tamei anida. If it's mole dam, she's tamei anida, which our Mishnah did not mention. Our Mishnah just said, Eina chasheshes levlad. It didn't tell us our status. But if you remember, at the beginning of the parak we discussed, blood that's contained, that doesn't come out in its regular way, it's contained in a chaticha, it's contained in a sack. And the Mishnah brought a sheet of sumchas that said that's a nida. But most of the other Tanoim said, since there's no blood on the outside, there's only blood on the inside, it's not a nida. So Rav Yossi said, Mole dam tamei anida, which fits in with Sumchas's shita at the beginning of the parak. If you remember the beginning of the parak, we discussed pieces of flesh that had blood on the outside and the cracks, and then we had pieces of flesh that had blood on the inside, right? And we said that it's not blood, but according to Sumchas, it was blood. That was what we said at the beginning of the parak. Rabbi Yossi echoes that by saying, dam mole dam, which the Mishnah said is not a baby, but the Mishnah did not discuss nida. Rabbi Yossi said, tamei nida. And mole basar, tamei leida. And if it's mole basar, then it's tamei leida. That's what Rabbi Yossi had said. Amalai. So Rebbe told Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaisi, in the Moli Davar Chadash Amartalana B'Shem Avicha, had you told me something chiddushik in the name of your father, meaning something that I didn't know, and now I'm learning, Shmanucha, I would have accepted it. Aksha, but now you told me two halachas, and one of them I know, most I know I disagree with. The first part of your statement was only an individual's opinion. It was not the accepted opinion. Had you just told me, Mole Shvir Tamei Leda, I would have said, thank you very much for giving me this Masaira. I didn't know that. Rabbi Yossi said it. I accept it. But you told me, Mole Dam Tamei Anita, and I know that that's not accepted. That's Sumchas's opinion. Your father can hold like Sumchas. It's fine. But that's not something I accept. So Mamelu, once you told me something, so maybe this is like Rabbi Yeshua who holds that way, but we don't paskin that way. Because Rabbi Yeshua says, even a plain sphere, just a sack, is Tamei Leda. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So now that your father just tells me Mali Basar, I don't know whether he's telling it to me according to everybody, or is he passing like an individual opinion, like he did in the first part of what he said. See, had he not said the first part, why would I think he's passing like an individual opinion? But then he came along and he said the first part, which tells me he's picking sides and going like an individual opinion. So therefore, whoever else you're quoting him now, I can't accept that it's fact as halacha, because it might be an individual opinion. I know Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, but we don't pask in that way. B'tanya, b'ein halakim to b'tanya, ma'pela shvir she'ena merukam, a shvir that doesn't have an embryo in it. It's an or shvir, that's how Rashi seems to translate it. Rabbi Yeshua im Vlad, if it's chamev im amen Vlad. Rabbi Yeshua said that enough is a sign of a baby. Now, interesting, what would Rabbi Yeshua say in the case of our Mishnah? Moli dam, moli mayim. So Rashi says, there he agrees it's not a baby. Empty is worse than liquefied. Let's see Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Kisumchas, top line. Beresh Perkin, Dam Shebetecha Chaticha, a blood that's in a piece, Vitame Mishumnida, Vichidohi, that was an individual opinion. Kavishua Amra, the Mishum Ar Shvir Mechudei, the skin of the sphere itself, Vitame Mishum Leda. Vichidahi, this is an individual opinion. The Dilma, Afilu Bamali Basar Pligi, maybe the Chachamim who argue on the R would argue on Basar also. Kivin De'ena Merukam, since there's no development in there, Miyailam Lohayim Lat, was never a baby. V'afagav Depalig Rabbi Yeshua B'shvir Luchudei. So Trashi, even though we have Rabbi Yeshua saying that a skin by itself is a simon of a vlad, b'mole da meida de la vladhu. Having liquid in it is not a baby. The da mechir chalav. So Rashi is telling me that Rabbi Yeshua, who's machmer by R, is more machmer by empty than he's machmer by liquid. Because liquid is a sign it wasn't a baby. We don't know what was in that sack by the R. Therefore, he considers it a baby. Whereas, what the Gemara is going to talk about, I think, whether he considers it l'kula l'chumra, just l'chumra. But he give the woman Yemei Tara? I don't know.
Empty is what?
Sorry?
If it's liquid, it's not a baby.
Right.
And if it's empty?
Then Rabbi Shua says there's a baby there. There was a baby there. Now, again, I don't know to what degree Rabbi Shua says this. Does he give her Yemei Tara? Or he just gives you your matum. I don't know.
What's his form?
Just the skin of a sack. Nothing in it.
That's empty.
That's what I said.
The or is its skin.
Rabbi Yeshua, exactly. The skin of the sphere, right.
And that step, isn't that, it's full of flesh, that's a separate thing?
Again, Rabbi Yeshua was, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yaisi quoted his father, the Mole Basar is a vlad. Now, Rabbi responded, for all I know, your father is passing like Rabbi Yeshua that says empty is a vlad. Therefore, Mole Basar is a vlad. But we who don't hold empty is a vlad, we wouldn't agree necessarily by Molly Busser either. So I still don't know the halacha. Rebbe said he doesn't know. So Rebbe Yaitzi said, my father knew. So he said, but your father is no proof because he might be holding like a Yeshua. Now, why would I say he holds like an individual opinion? Because the first statement he said was an individual opinion. Dr. Gemara by Tom Reb Shimon Melakish, the Shum Reb Aishia, Machloikis Be'ochor. When do we say that Reb Yeshua agrees that, okay, I'm going to need help here because I don't know exactly how to try. We'll see in a second. That Reb Yeshua considers a skin of lard when there is content that is ochor. What does he translate ochor?
Muddy.
I have a bit subtle, divri akoil, ain't of lard. But if it's liquid, water, clear water, Reb Yeshua would agree it's not a baby. Right now, the skin obviously has something in it. I said empty, but the Gemara seems to say there's something in it. It's not busser, right? So what is it? Some muddy stuff. So that muddy stuff, Reb Yeshua says, is a baby. And the Chachamim say, no, it's not. But if it's clear liquid, even Reb Yeshua would agree it's not a baby. Reb Yeshua Malevi Amar, B'tzalu Machlekes. No, Reb Yeshua argues even by liquid. Now, Gemara's going to want to know if only by liquid or even by liquid. We'll see that in a second, meaning what the Chachamim hold. But this is a problem because the question is, Rashi just told me that Reb Yeshua agrees if it's full of blood, it's not a baby. And here, the Gemara is bringing a Mandi Amar that says Reb Yeshua holds that if it's water, it is a baby. So Taisus explains that you have to say, Taisus says that tzolul doesn't mean water, not like Rashi, and achur doesn't mean flesh. It's flesh that's muddy and flesh that's tzolul. I don't know what he means by that, Taisus. Now, others answer Rashi that Rashi says blood is less sign of a baby than water, and I can't explain why. The Achrayim answer that Rashi differentiates between a sack full of blood, where Reb Yeshua would agree it's not a baby, to a sack full of water that Reb Yeshua ben Levi is saying that Reb Yeshua would say it is a baby. Reb Yeshua ben Levi, the Amira, is telling me that Reb Yeshua the Tana would say it is a baby. Because if not, Rashi is very schwer. Rashi just got finished saying a few lines ago that if it's full of blood, right, he's made that it's not of blood. And now here, Reb Yeshua ben Levi is saying Reb Yeshua says, even if it's full of water, it is a blood. That's Taisus' kash on Rashi. How could Rashi say blood is not a blood and then say water is a blood? Doesn't make any sense. So therefore Taisus learns that we're not talking about water. We're talking about basar achor and basar tzalul, and I don't know the translation of those words. I don't know what it means, clear flesh. I don't know. But the answer Rashi, the Achrayim say, that Rashi feels blood is less blood. Blood is not a blood, but water is a blood. I can't explain the reasoning for that, but that's what they answer. What?
Is this Rashi's explanation for Yehoshua? He does not follow Rashi's interpretation. He's trying to find out
what he
said. No answer.
Okay.
Number 7 at the bottom.
I saw this in the Masifta to answer Rashi. So again, so we have a machloikas hamaroyim, what the machloikas tanoim is. Rish Lakish said that Reb Yeshua only said if it's ochor, if something is in there that's muddy, but if it's liquefied, he would agree it's not a vlad. And Reb Yeshua ben Levi says, no, Reb Yeshua says even liquid is a vlad. Again, liquid means water, Rashi says. Rashi says, b'tzalu sumali mayim tzlulin, water that's clear.
In all these cases, there's no form at all, right?
No form. Dr. Gemara Weiter, according to Yeshua ben Levi, with Solo Machloikas of Ocho de Riakov Vlad, are the Rabbanan agreeing by money that it is a Vlad? According to Yeshua ben Levi, who says that Yeshua said it even by clear liquid, what would the Rabbanan say by money? Aiduma, Mabes and Mabes and Machloikas. We don't know, according to Rabbi Yisur Malevi, what does the Chachamim hold? Right, according to Shulam Balakish, it's clear. Everybody holds liquid is not a blood, the Machlokes is muddy. According to Yisur Malevi, the Machlokes is liquid. How about muddy? Is there a Machlokes also? Or is there the Chachamim agree it is a blavi? Does the Gemara take it? We don't know. Rashi? Look, Rashi. Ba'achor. It makes sense that it was a baby that disintegrated. But so, okay, so we don't know. Zokta Gemara Meisrei. We're going to ask a question now. Meisrei. Ezu Darash Rabbi Shua Mechananya. Rabbi Shua Mechananya said the following drasha. Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam LaIshtai. After the Chet Eitz Hadas, Hashem made for Adam and Ishtai chasnais arm. I think it means shirts of leather.
Skin garments.
Skin garments. And he dressed them. Melameh. This blessing teaches me. That's what Yeshua Mechananya says. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyser ois or lo Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make skin for a person. Elam keinaitzer. Unless there's a baby first. Meaning skin develops on a baby. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Mechananya said. That's what he learned from the Pasuk. Alma ba'artal yamilsa. Don't we see from this brisa that it all depends on our loishna achor v'loishna tzavu? And by the way, Rabbi Shlomo Mechananya is Rabbi Shua. This is Rabbi Shua talking. And he says, skin is not there unless there was a baby. There won't be skin unless there's a baby. That means, if there's skin, there was a baby. Forget about what's in it. There wouldn't be skin if there's no baby. The skin of the shvir is the skin that the Rebbeinu Shlom develops around the baby. That's what Yeshua Mechananya tells me. Skin happens after the development of the baby. So if you have skin, what do I care what's in it? How could you tell me there's a different soul and achor? It's no different. There's skin. Zokta Gemara. Alma b'or talya milsa. Loishna achor v'loishna tzol. So yeah, Rabbi Shlom of the tzol machlokes. If you tell me Yeshua holds even clear, I know the Yitzchakra. That's what the Pasuk is teaching me. That anything in it is a baby because the R is a baby. The Pasuk is teaching me, don't care what's in it. I don't care if it's thick or muddy or thin or nothing. It's R. Eli Amrit. But if you say, but if you learn, like Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, then even Rabbi Shua only said it when something is muddy, now, then the pasuk is not telling me anything. Because it's not the skin, it's the muddy. That's a svara. I don't need a pasuk to tell me svara. Again, if you tell me the Yeshua Shita is, it doesn't make a difference what's in it, then that's what the pasuk is teaching me. Vayas Hashem Elokim kasnas oyer v'yad bishem. Rabbi Yeshua sees there a drasha. All babies, after their babies, get R. After they're developed, the Rebbeinu Shlom develops the skin. And every time you have skin, is a riot that there was a baby. So that I need a pasuk to teach me that. I don't know how the babies develop. The pasuk is teaching me the development of a baby. But if you learn that if there's liquid in there, it's not a baby. That means the skin is not a baby. So what makes the baby is the muddy content inside. That's not what the pasuk is teaching me. Eli Amrit. Let me just finish the line. Eli Amrit, I'm in Likra. Svar Amo. Nothing to do with the pasuk. Rabbi Shua Mechananya is learning from a pasuk. But if you tell me liquid is not a baby, so who cares about the pasuk? Yes?
What's the pasuk shot? That Hashem made because before.
He gave them clothing.
They had before.
What?
They had work.
Well, according to, again, you know, people that read all these svarim probably know better than me, they had nails. That their body was covered with nails. That's what I was once told by some medrash. There's a medrash.
Take a look at Berbasada on the pasuk right there. It goes in anyway.
I think it says they were covered with something called like scale-like nails.
That's
again, I'm not saying this with knowledge. I'm saying it from things that I heard.
The thing which is
actually before that.
It actually mentions the head nails?
Later.
I don't remember. Maybe. It's very possible.
I always thought it meant the leather on top of the skin. No?
Obviously not.
years ago, you started the whole thing off by saying that you had no idea how this all linked to Russia's. I have absolutely no idea what the connection is. That's me. I mean, what the connection
is. I say this all the time.
Something making up the deficit after the Chesed of Adam Arishon, which is not skin, and skin. But,
yes, I just read Gemara. I don't know anything else.
What does Arum mean without this four? They were unclothed. What does that mean?
I don't know. So Dr. Harris assumed in his question that they had skin. And I'm saying I heard once that somebody must say that they didn't have skin. They had a different kind of covering. See, you can't imagine a human without skin. I am asking to you. But they didn't have skin. What am I supposed to say?
Why does skin make it more...
Again. I'll let you say Shatim. I'll just tell you what I saw, what the facts are. Dr. Schwab just said he doesn't see the connection between skin and the Chet Tadas.
Right.
I don't know the connection either. But the pasuk says Shem made them skin afterwards. That's what it says. With skin. Our pasuk say, I also thought, you read the pasuk of Shat, you say it means clothing.
Okay.
Right. Leather clothing. Yeah. I'm just telling you what the Gemara says. You're talking to the wrong person because I don't know. I am framing on Rebbe, Loi Shamati. I don't know.
Isn't skin of an animal leather? Skin.
It made them skin. It's Masma, they had no skin, too.
Skin to clothes.
Again, I'll say it one more time. I don't know. But Svarim say they did not have skin before. And Rabbi Shua Ben Hananya brings her, he must learn that way, because he's saying this is the proof that skin develops after the person develops. That's what he's saying. According to you, it has nothing to do with skin.
Got it.
Again, I'm not claiming to know. I'm claiming not to know. Yes?
If you would like, I can say what the Bar Basada is a question. I'd say it's not a problem. It was Tushin says on this pasuk, what I remember of it.
I'd rather not elaborate.
A Baruch Mester question. The intention was, if you notice there's a Rashi, it's the Rashi would be at all profusion. There's a Rashi which says, and now we're going to return to the matter. So what do you mean we're going to return to the matter? And the Bar Basada said the Benishwam was going to give them big take kahuna, if you will, begadim in which to serve him, that despite all of what had just happened, the Rebbe Shalom brought them Ksanasaurus so that they would be able to serve him. They were an element of service. And look at what was said much better there.
Fine. Okay, I'm going to leave it there and we're going to move on. Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Ma'elala, Batol, Ma'timeter, Eliamrit, back. Sorry. It's the skin. It's not the skin, it's the muddy. What's the pasuk? So it must be slugging up or sluggish. Now the Gemara doesn't say chufta. Rashi says chufta. Rashi understands that the Gemara is leaving it unanswered, that it's a chufta. Shmamina. Now, other Rishonim learn it's not a tufta, and they go to say what the Gemara could have said, but Rashi says clearly that the Gemara slugs up her sluggish. Now, here, the Gemara does something very interesting. After slugging up her sluggish, the Gemara goes, we just slugged up that opinion. It was a sluggish's opinion, and we slugged it up. And then the Gemara says, oh, by the way, Rav Nachman said the same thing. So basically, he slugged up also. And now we're going to try to slug up Rav Nachman, which is an interesting thing. You just slugged him up. You just slugged up Rav Sluggish, and Rav Nachman and Rabbi Abu is repeating Rav Sluggish. So the same slug up that slugged up Rav Sluggish slugs up Rav Nachman. But then the Gemara goes on his side and says, oh, we can slug up Rav Nachman from somewhere else. It's an interesting kind of Gemara. Again, according to Rashi, it's very interesting because he says it's chufta. Other Rishonim said that Gemara never meant to leave it as a chufta. It was a question, but we can live with the question, and then we move on to ask a different question. But according to Rashi, that we slugged it up, it's a difficult sequence of Gemara, but then again, I just read what it says. Yes?
So not from three generations later?
Rabbi Ba'avua is around the times of Shlokta Shin Rabbi Yechanan.
So,
Rabbi Nachman is one generation later.
One generation later.
Yeah. Shlokta Gemara Vayitra. Mechenam Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Ba'avua Machlokes Ba'ocha Betzolde Ba'koyen Avlat. Esvei Rava Rabbi Nachman. So Rava asked Rabbi Nachman a question. Okay. Now this is talking about a Masechtas Bechairis. When you buy a animal and you wanted to know whether it gave birth beforehand or not. Or you have an animal and now it's pregnant, but you don't know if this is the first pregnancy. Or was there a pregnancy? Was there a baby beforehand? What do you look for to see a miscarriage? How much do we have to be expelled from the animal to say that this is the first birth and the next one is not a bechor? Because remember, by an animal, bechor is very problematic. You have a firstborn male animal, and there's no base hamikdash around, you're up the creek because you're stuck with a bechor that you can't do work with, you can't do anything with, it's hegdish automatically, it's a carbon which you can't bring. You have to wait for it to become a balmum, and you can't cause it to be a balmum. So have fun. Because you're basically raising an animal, you can't put a halter on it, you can't tie it, you can't do anything. You have to basically let it run wild in your pen till it develops, till it falls and breaks its leg. But till then, you're stuck. So how do we know if this animal's a, what do we look for to say, oh, the animal already had some kind of birth, and the next one is not a bechor? So the Mishnah says, I believe it's a Mishnah, El Amru, Simon Vlad Bebhei Medaka, in the smaller animal group, the sheep and the goats, the Simon Vlad is Tinuf. Tinuf is, it expels. What does he translate? Tinuf means
a womb discharge.
A what?
A womb discharge.
A womb discharge. Okay, which don't ask me to explain it more than that. That's what it is. Rashi, Simon Vlad, the Rashi of Amro. But Rashi, but B'chayim is the parent of the Keich Behemim Raiv Gachavim. You're buying animal from a guy. Then you lift her Shabbat of Mitaris Bechar. You want the next one not to be a Bechar. What do you look for? Tinuf La'achet Shekiblum and Azachar. After it became impregnated by a male, the noitzer havlad, and the baby was formed, nimuach v'zav himenu, it disintegrates and goes out, the yoitzer v'haylach, and it keeps on coming out, the oitzer tinuf, and this, what was the word you used?
Womb discharge.
Womb discharge, petrasim and abchaira. That's a birth of an animal, and therefore, you know that the next one is not a bechor. Back to the Mishnah, begasa. What do we look for by a animal, a behemoth gasa, cattle, shoya, an afterbirth? That would be the proof that there had been a baby, and therefore the next one is not a baby. Okay? Rashi doesn't say anything. But isha, what if you don't know if a woman's son is a first one or a second one? What had she had to miscarry beforehand for us to know? Right, there's no baby, obviously. What is a sign of a baby? It's a sphere v'shoya, either a fetal sac or an afterbirth. Rashi, sphere v'shoya, I sphere, I show you. It doesn't mean both. It means either or. V'ilu sphere v'behemah loy patar. But by an animal, this kind of sac would not be an indication. It doesn't mention it in the Mishnah. Notice the Mishnah says by behemah gasa, it says the word shoya. And by a person, it gives you two options. Either a shvir or a shoya. Doesn't give you that option by behemah gasa, right? So be amr bishloima b'tzol makloikis. If you tell me that's even pure liquid, let me explain this question outside. If it's exeris akosiv by a woman, you can't apply it to animals. If you tell me the skin is a sign of a baby by a woman, but an animal, there's no such xeris akasiv, so maybe it doesn't develop that way, that skin comes after an animal. But if you tell me it's the muddy content, what difference does it make the muddy content in a human and the muddy content in an animal? If it's a pusset, you can say it's limited to humans. The Rebbeinu Shem creates humans differently than he creates animals. But if it's not a pusset, if it's based on logic, that muddy equals birth, baby, so muddy baby is muddy baby. That's the kach. I am a bishleima, but so machloik is even a bit clear. Shemachi isha the rabbi b'kra patrba shvir. By the woman there is a pasik, and behemah deloy rabbi k'ra loy patrba. Behemah doesn't have that pasik. Shvir loy patrba shvir. Eli I am a ba'okr machloik is mirdi svarahu. Ma'ishna isha, ma'ishna behemah. What's the difference?
What? It's something you use logic.
If it's achor, if it's a muddy content that means baby, what difference does it make if it's in a cow or in a human?
Cow's nature is different than a human nature.
Again. It does, again. Why? It, what's this muddy content? Zuck Rashi.
What does it look like?
I have no idea.
No, I'm saying.
Life.
So we're saying now that no matter what.
Again, we had a machloikas, what Rabbi Yeshua says by tzalo, by clear, right? So the Mishnah seems to say that there's a difference between animal and human. It makes sense by clear that it's zeres akasav, that skin is a sign of a blood, even though there's no muddy content, is only by human, because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates humans, not the way he creates animals. But if you're going by muddy content, I mean, there's no zeres akasav. That means you're going that you say muddy content equals baby. What difference does it make where it is?
You're talking about muddy and soul. Talking about the.
What's in the sack?
A liquid? That's what it's talking about?
I have no idea. But Rashi didn't say.
Liquid.
Yeah, toe is a liquid. Muddy, I don't know. Muddy is muddy. Exactly. Doesn't say, you know, everything, I can make it up, but I don't like to do that. Chaisa says that it's Basar. But Rashi didn't learn that way, yes.
For what it's worth, Rabbi Weiner, puts the word liquid after muddy.
Okay.
It's hard to have muddy solid.
Rashi. So, Rashi? No. We didn't. There's no Rashi. And for the Gemara. Okay, Me sovereign Rabbi Yeshua Mifshapashit Lay. Rabbi Yeshua Svukim Asapka Lay. You know what? Rabbi Yeshua wasn't sure what the halacha is by clear. Wasn't sure. Therefore, Azuhachiluchumra, Vazuhachiluchumra. He went l'chumra both ways. So let me explain. Here's a woman, I'm going to set up two cases. A woman that expelled an ard tzolol. The question is not on this ard tzolol. We're not interested in her birth now. We're going to be machmer. We want to know if the next one is a bechor. My nafkamina. Who cares if he's a bechor? Pidgin a bet. The only nafkamina with a boy, whether he's a firstborn or not, is whether he has to fast on Erev Pesach or go to a Siyam. Or he has to, or whether they have to be paid to him. It's a monetary shaila. Whenever you have a monetary shaila, you go lakula. You have to prove to me that this kid is a bechor. I don't know. His mother miscarried a sack that had liquid in it.
That's right.
Clear liquid. So now it's a question, is the next one a bechor or not? Rabbi Shua said, I don't know. But it's a money shaila. So I say, he's not a bechor. By an animal, it's a question whether I'm allowed to use this animal. That's a suffix isser. So I say, listen, I'm not sure if that shvir was a blood or not. I don't know if it's a blood or not. So I'm going to go l'chumra. So really, the difference between an animal and a human is that Yeshua didn't know whether a shvir is a blood by a human 100%. He treated it like a human, Legabe Tumas later, because that's a chumra. He wouldn't give her Yemei Tara, because that's a chumra. He would say the next one is not a bechor, because you don't have to pay the money. That's the only nafkamina. What other nafkamina is? The kid's not Asher Bana, but the animal's going to be Asher Bana. So Rabbi Yeshua, since he didn't know, that's why the Mishnah went and said, by an animal we can't rely on a sphere that the next one is not a bechor. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. You have to go l'chumra. By a kid, what's the shaila? Money? By money we go l'chumra.
Rebbe, I heard from
no levy. Like there was kind of the
right, 100%. And there's an Arachai Makadosh that says that when Mashiach comes to Bechayim B'Gayim to Avayda. Okay, so what about it then?
Also,
whoever sends the Bechayim to do the Avayda will send to tell us whether he's a Bechayim.
Also or only?
Also. Also, do the Avayda B'Lavim. Don't get scared now. We're not taking it away from you. Taking it away from Paito, but we're not taking it away from him either. We're adding the Bechayim. He might be a Bechayim also, so then... No, okay. See, I have sons-in-laws that are Bechor. For a while, one of them got them to learn Hilchos Avodah, so they should know what to do when Mashiach comes because they're Bechorim. So he got his brothers-in-law that are Bechorim to learn Hilchos Avodah. So they used to learn once a week the Rambam on Avodah to see what they'll have to do in Meretz Hashem when Mashiach comes because they're Bechorim. But I it wasn't a game. I didn't join. It wasn't a decent game. I'll be watching from afar. Yes.
Is there not a mitzvah to Aleph Nof, which is the
core?
Is that a monetary reason?
All money. What not community?
That's monetary also.
All money. All money. Yes.
I think that someone was younger. I remember thinking more recently.
The ritual.
Then we go from the case of the Daf that we did a week or so ago in the Sifta. When do we go?
With Chumra on a doubt? I mean, the Chumra, but not by money.
You
had
to look it up in the system.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Zakti Gemara, meet Sabbat, to be sure, Mifshit Pashabla. You think he knows for sure? For sure, Sukim is Abkabla. He's in doubt. Vazohakim Chumra, Vazohakim Chumra. Gabi Ishidim, I know. By money, by woman, the next boy, whether he's a Bechor or not, is a monetary question. You can't work with it, you can't share it. How could you say Rabbi Shu was in doubt? Hakrokamar, he quoted a pasuk that skin is a baby. Dr. Gemar Midraban on the cross, Machtabal Mahu. It's not a real drasha. It was a drabanan that said be machmer, and he used the pasuk as a hint. So we just changed the whole thing. That means what? Yeah. Right. Zuckrashi. Sukhi misapkele. Ba'achar gufe ivladu ilav. Even by a money one, he's misapik. Achaluchumra ba'achaluchumra. Gabi b'charis behe ma'amad alav lagu. He says it's not. Beloy Potter is Abba Achrov. The Amid Potter could cause his love to be avoided. He's going to share it and work with it. But don't love a Ahu Kama, maybe the first one wasn't a baby because of the Tachkola. But I'm going to the Raisa. Because I'm Tumas Vlad, Asul Chumra, Kama Vladu, but Tamish Vayim. It should be Tamit 2 weeks. But like be May Tire, like Sphere, like the Nase of Lay. Don't give her your May Tire. We have a Bechor Adam, the Kulu, the Kama Petrus Potter's Abba Achrov. It potters the next one. We don't care. The ain't kedusha b'bchor adam. Elamam and kayin. Hey sloim. B'savik b'mayna l'kula. The kayin have yimaitim b'chaveray. Alavaraya. There's an interesting ha'ara. I'm just bringing it up and we're going to leave it hanging. And that is, by Pidyon HaBen, if you ever listen to the father by Pidyon HaBen, the kayin says to the father, what would you rather have? The baby? Or the 5 sloim. Let's say the father says, I'd rather have the 5 sloim. Does the kayin get to keep the baby? It's a chalaka. So why is the wording make it sound like, ma boy is tvei, this is the nusach. What do you want more? Your baby or the 5 sloim? And the nusach is the father says, I want my baby and I will give you the 5 sloim to live by rice, like the Torah says to do. The shakavatari is a very difficult one. It makes it sound like there's a choice here. Oh, I don't want the baby. I decided not to go with the baby. There's no choice. But that's the nusach, which is interesting. Because the Gemara here says it's not to get anything else but money, which is true. But the nusach makes it sound like there's something more going on.
Do you have an answer to that question?
I don't have an answer.
Oh, I thought you had an answer.
I said I'm making R and I'll leave it hanging. I'll leave it hanging. I don't know. They're not talking opinion about my boy is tray. That's the nothing. We had the kid. The client asked the father what he'd rather have. The baby or the money. You never know. There could be a foolish guy that says, I want the baby. I want the money.
Can you offer the trade when they're adolescent?
What?
Can you offer the trade when they're adolescent?
No. Right. I'm like Rav Chanina by Shlomi Yehuda Rav. So Rav Chanina by Shlomi says to Rav, "Oh Rebbe, here we have Rebbe Shita who said he doesn't know the halacha by a sphere that's full of flesh. Ha Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Isi, who knew that it is a vlad. Ha Rebbe Isia, who told us that by the machloikis is only by achar, by only money. Ha Rebbe Shulman Levi, who said it's even by tzalul. Okay, we have all these shitas. Rebbe didn't know. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Isi said it is a baby. And then we had a machloikis, when is it a baby? Is it a baby only when it's money or even if it's clear? My command theory, what do you hold? Who do you paskin like? We have Rav Chaim Eshlami Esrav. A Rebbe, we have Rebbe's opinion, Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaisi, we have Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaisi's opinion. And in Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yaisi's opinion, we have two opinions. One is that he only said it by money, and one he said it by clear. Rav, what do you hold? I'm alive.
Rav said to Rav
Chanina. Rav Chanina Eshlami said to Rav.
Then he said,
I'm alive. So Rav answered him. Ani Eimer, Echadzeh, Eina Cheshesh. It's not a baby. None of them are babies. Not thick, not thin, not baby. Shmuel Amar, Echadzeh, Echadzeh, Cheshesh. And Shmuel says, no. I think you have to worry about a baby, whether it's thick or muddy or not muddy. For us, the Shmuel Tamei. And Shmuel follows his own reasoning. The Chiyasa Rabbimi, Amar, he said, Me'olam Leidachu Sphir Benadah. Nadah was Shmuel city. In Nardah, they never told a woman that she doesn't have to keep Yemetumah and Kara after she miscarried a sphere. Lebar Mahu Sphira, except one case. The Bimi is testifying that in a small city, when a woman gave birth to a sphere, she had, we were machmer in her to Yemetumah. We weren't Meku Yemetara, we were machmer Yemetumah. Because we didn't know. That's what Shmuel said, Chesheshes. One case was an exception. Why? That's the comment of Shmuel. The manachalechut hasarim ha'gisa. He put a hair on one side of the sack. The chazim ha'gisa, and he could see through. He saw from one side to the other side a hair. It was so clear that he was able to see through the skin, through the liquid, and see the hair on the other side of the skin. That clear could not happen from a baby. That was the only time he said, I don't worry, it was a baby. Every other time, he said, I'm worried it was a baby. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Rebbe said, I don't know. He quoted his father that if it's full of blusser, it's tamei leida. Rabbi Ishiya, Damra Bacha, Machlaikas. Machlaikas is only by money. Rabbi Shulam Levi, Damra Bato, Machlaikas. Machlaikas even by clear. Echadzeh v'echadzeh, echadrochav v'echadzeh, cheshesh, smooth set cheshesh. V'yeshevez yimei tumah, v'ein lo yimei tayar. Tzitzit yimei tumah and has no yimei tara, the suffix v'adhu v'loi v'adai. The suffix, not a v'adai. Loi dachu shvir, le'tiru as a mapele shvir mishuayim. They made every woman that miscarried a shvir sit 2 weeks of tumah, v'afilu b'leidi yavesta, even if there's no blood, Nada Ashrei Dishmu, Zig Tzol, clear.
We'll have a Zig.
It wouldn't have been so clear. Wouldn't have been so clear.
Seeing the hair or the rubber?
No, seeing the hair. If the liquid wouldn't be so clear, you wouldn't see the hair. If there would have been a baby, you would not have been able to be that clear to be able to see the hair. The hair was attached.
So there was no baby.
That's what he was saying. On that one case, he said, Shvir is not a baby. In every other case, he didn't know.
He saw babies inside?
I don't know what they're called. This was a sack full of water.
And if through it, he could still see a hair outside of it.
Right. That was a riot to him that this sack had no baby. And the other sack with water wasn't so clear, he had doubts.
Well,
Chosheshet is a psak. That's not chumran, it's a psak, right? Chosheshet. Remember we had earlier where they did that the
Chosheshet means I don't know, but I'm worried enough to make the woman be tamei. That's a psak. If you call up the Rav and say, the Rav says, be machmer, what is he telling you? Not that he knows his answer, but he has enough doubt to tell you to be machmer. That's because they passed in the Meitara.
Right.
Here he told the Beferis that it's not the Meitara. Rashi says in Beferis. Rashi says,
Just differentiating between
them. Right. B'mayim Merukam. Tanu Rabbanan. Eiz Deshvir Merukam, what is considered a developed embryo? Okay, here we go. Abishol Haimet Chilas B'riyasai Meirayshai. A child starts forming at its head. Ustayeinav, and the two eyes, at that moment, in its beginning of formation, Kishtei Tipen Shozvuv. It writes like two flies. Dots like flies. Rashi says, Einezvuv, like the eyes of a fly. Now, I'll be honest, I have no idea what the eyes of a fly are. I can't tell. Could be. Anyway. They have to have been away a little bit far from each other. Because the development can't have the eyes next to each other. They have to have two sides of the head. Now, it's not 10 inches away from each other. It means it's not next to each other. Rashi, the trashy tip and shazub, ain't his look.
Okay. We're talking about a fly now?
No, we're talking about the development of an embryo. The two eyes look like eyes of flies.
Human
embryo. Shnei chaitmen to stay two versus wolf. The two nostrils look like another two drops of a fly. But that has to be next to each other. These nostrils are next to each other. Right? So when you see something that looks at the beginning of a development, you notice two little dots not next to each other, and under it, two dots right next to each other. You know you're seeing the development of eyes in a nose. Same thing. Why is it tipen and tipun? I don't know. Can I answer you? I don't know. Upiv mesuach kichut hasara, and its mouth looks like a hair. The mouth, the formation of the mouth, is like a hair. Ugviyatsai, and his male organ is kadasha, the size of a lentil. That's the formation of a male. By the way, before you see arms and legs, this is before the arms and legs become visible. That's what Gemara is going to say, not me. So the first thing you notice in the development of an embryo is eyes, nose, mouth, male organ. You see like a barley, the length of a barley, period.
This is what they found?
This is called finding an embryo. Merukam. What are we finding in there? What are you finding when it's...
You have just the eyes and that's it, and it would not be a...
So you have something there that has eyes, a nose, a mouth, and a human, and
all of them, right?
That's all of them, correct. Right, exactly, yes. Yes.
All you see is something the size of barley, you know.
Not the whole body, where a man has a male organ, a female has an opening. That opening is the size of the length of the barley. Okay. Right. Rashi. A piv mesuach kishut hasara said that cotton a little split. It looks like a hair is there, stretched there. Sometimes we don't know. According to this, you should be able to tell. You can't tell because it's turned one way. You can't see. Sometimes you can't notice it. Kisaira, he's dukalarka. A barley has a crack. So this woman, I'm sorry, a barley doesn't have a crack. She has a crack the size of a barley.
Barley does have a crack.
Yeah. I don't know. Have a wonderful day, everybody.